from NPR News. It's Day to Day. As Alex mentioned a moment ago, Wachovia, which is the nation's fourth largest bank, announced that it lost nearly $9 billion in the second quarter of this year. That's much worse than Wall Street had been expecting. Not a good sign for banking overall. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, how in the heck can one bank lose $9 billion in 3 months?
Yeah, and in the same quarter last year, they made a profit of more than $2 billion. So it really shows what a swing it's gone through. Wachovia revealed that it has billions in bad loans on its books, either uncollectible or nearing default. And to try to stop all this red ink, the company is slashing its stock dividend by nearly 90%, and it's going to lay off more than 6,000 employees, or more than 5% of its workforce.
So, you know, at the same time, we have been seeing some better than expected performances by other banks in the same quarter. Wells Fargo and Citigroup, they didn't have a great quarter, but better than expected. So what happened with Wachovia?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the thing that hit Wachovia the hardest was its purchase a couple years ago of a California bank, Golden West Financial. And it seemed like a good idea at the time. It gave Wachovia, which had been a regional eastern bank, more of a national footprint. And Golden West specialized in very profitable adjustable rate mortgages. Remember, this was the peak of the housing boom. But now we know that Wachovia paid too much for Golden West, and Wachovia was stuck with billions in bad loans that Golden West made. And there's another reason for today's dreary earnings report. Last month, Wachovia replaced its CEO. They hired a former deputy treasury secretary, Robert Steele, and it's in Steele's interest to get all this bad news out on the table, to give him a clean slate to begin reviving the company from the bottom up. So some people say Wachovia is more aggressively taking charges and write-offs just to show that the bank's performance in the future will get better. And banking consultant Bert Ely says it will.
They're basically positioning themselves to ride through this storm. They're obviously not performing as well as Bank of America or BB&T, the other large North Carolina bank. But these results do not mean Wachovia is going to fall off the cliff.
So how does Wachovia propose to avoid the cliff?
Well, yesterday they announced that they're going to stop doing mortgage business with brokers. Brokers are these sort of freelance sellers of mortgages, and Wachovia will bring all that mortgage business back in-house so that they can keep a closer watch over who's getting those mortgages. Can they repay? Have we done the background checks necessary to know that we're making a loan to a reliable borrower who has the income or assets to cover their payments? So they want to try to avoid so many foreclosures in the future.
All right, good. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.